园林教会弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all the brothers and sisters of Garden Grove Church.
感谢神，今天又是安息圣日，我们一起聚集来敬拜神。
We praise God that this is once again the Holy Sabbath day, and so we can gather to worship God.
神保护我们平安过一个星期今天又可以在这里来聚集敬拜神，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安与我们同在。
Because God has provided us protection this week so that we can come here to worship Him. May the grace of God continue to be with everyone.
在我们等一下要开信徒会议做教会的决定之前呢，小弟想要用当你手拿神的杖的时候做题目跟大家来查考。
Because we'll be holding our general congregational meeting later, this morning I'd like to encourage everyone with the topic of when we are holding the rod of God.
如果今天神把他的一根杖放在你的手上，你要怎样用呢？
So the question is, if today we were to hold the rod of God, how should we use this rod?
表示说这个人是被神所信任授权的。
It means that if a person has been given the entrustment of God,
那神给人这根杖，他是有目的的。
And God has given this responsibility for a purpose.
我们教会读经进度在读以赛亚书，我们不知道弟兄姐妹有没有跟着我们的读经进度在读神的话语。
Our Bible reading this month is on Isaiah.
我们这个星期这个月从九月一号开始一直都读以赛亚书，一天读一章，所以今天如果照进度的话，应该读第十四章。
And if according to the schedule, we should be on chapter 14 today.
那所以，我每一周都有每一周的进度，我们希望弟兄姐妹都能够照着进度来领受神的话语。
And we have our Bible reading schedule every week, and we hope that all the brothers and sisters can follow along.
我们现在请翻开以赛亚书第十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 10.
今天早上来思想神把他的一根杖放在亚述王的手里。
So today we would like to study the topic of how God had given his rod to the king of Asher.
以赛亚书第十章这一章如果我们读过的我们都会发现有些字眼重复一直出现，就是神的棍子跟神的杖。
If we read the book of Isaiah, we will notice that there are several words that repeat, which is such as the rod of God.
我们现在看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
亚述是我怒气的杖怒气的棍手中拿我恼怒的杖。
It says, Woe to the Assyrians, the rod of my anger, in whose hand is the club of my wrath.
第六节，我要打发他攻击亵渎的国民，吩咐他攻击我所恼怒的百姓，抢财为掳物，夺货为掠物，将他们践踏，像街上的泥土一样。
I sent him against a godless nation. I dispatched him against the people who anger me, to seize loot and snatch plunder, and to trample them down like mud in the streets.
这里说是亚述是神怒气的棍子。
It says that Assyria was the rod of God's anger.
那表示亚述是被神所选召来用的。
It meant that the kingdom of Assyria was called by God to be used by God.
这里就是一个拟人化的描述，亚述就像把它变成一个国度，变成一个人一样。他说是神的棍子，神发怒的时候要修理人的棍子。
And it says that here the Assyrian, which is a personification of the kingdom of Assyria, was the rod of God's anger.
然后他这个亚述的手里拿一根神恼怒的杖。
And this person, the Assyrian, was holding the club of God's wrath.
那所以表示说，现在神授权给亚述这一根棍子里面有一支神恼怒的杖，就是神很生气。
It means that God had given the club of God's wrath into the hand of the Assyrian.
那这个表示说，亚述他现在成为神的工具，神要用他。
It also means that the Assyrian became a tool used by God.
然后神给了他一个权柄。
And God had given him authority.
他代替神来惩罚这些亵渎的国民跟让神恼怒的百姓。
To punish a godless nation, and the people who anger God on his behalf.
那神对他有一个吩咐，他应该要做什么？
And God gave him specific instructions.
第六节，我们刚才所读的是神打发他去的。
In verse 6, we see that God has sent this person.
所以他是仆人，这个神是主人，叫他有一个任务要去完成。
God was the master who instructed him to carry out this task.
要他去攻击这些亵渎的国民。
To attack a godless nation.
然后呢，是抢财抢货为掳物啊，就是抢他们的财物。
And to seize loot and snatch plunder.
那把他们践踏像在街上泥土一样。
And to trample them down like mud in the streets.
把他们踩踩。
To trample them down.
让他们哀哀叫。
So that they would suffer.
就这样子就好了。
And that's the end of the story.
那这个这两节圣经就看到，人可能成为神的一个工具。
And from this passage, we learn that it is possible for people to become God's instruments.
圣经里面在讲这个杖的时候，它有很多的不同的描述。
When the Bible mentions the word rod, it has many different purposes.
在我们现在的社会里面，我们因为现在生活方便，所以我们一般来说手很少拿着杖的。
Because we live in a very convenient society, so we don't often carry a rod with us.
所以其实有时候这个杖身为我们生活上一个帮助。
But we know that the rod can be something that's useful in our life.
如果我们去野外爬山，我们有时候要带一个杖。
For example, we might climb on the mountain, and the rod can be very useful.
因为这个杖跟我们的安全有关系。
And the rod can protect us from falling.
那有时候我们人年纪大了，行动不方便，我们拿个杖。跟我们的生活有关系，可以让我们得安全，不会跌倒。
And when we are older, we may need to use a rod in order to walk safely.
那我们在家里面，有时候你手里会拿一根杖。
Sometimes when we are home, we may be holding a rod.
那这个杖是为了要管教儿女的。
And that is to teach our children.
但是现在我们一般家庭很少拿，父母亲手里很少拿杖了。
But nowadays, most parents do not use the rod to teach their
children.
现在
父母亲不是拿杖，手里都是拿 iPad。
Most parents carry the iPad.
如果孩子不乖，就把 iPad 给他。
If the children do not listen, just feed them the iPad.
他就听话了，他就做什么都没关系的。
And they become quiet, and then the parents are free to do
it. 但是圣经里面讲了，父母亲手上应该拿一根杖的。
But the Bible tells us that parents should have a rod in their hand.
那有时候我们的工作其实有时候会拿杖，就像牧羊人，他手里要拿一根杖。
Sometimes when we work, we will have some kind of a rod in our hands. For example, if you were a shepherd, you would have a shepherd's rod.
那所以这个杖就是跟我们的生活有关系的。
So this rod has a very close relationship to our life.
在圣经里面，我们看到有时候百姓他们出去打仗的时候，他们也拿杖。
In the Bible, it records how the Israelites went out to fight, and then they would fight with the rod.
所以杖有时候可以变成武器。
So the rod can be an instrument or a weapon.
就像大卫他出去跟哥利亚对阵的时候，他并没有拿刀拿枪，他是手里拿一根牧羊杖。
For example, when David went out to fight Goliath, he did not have any swords or a knife, but he had a rod.
所以这个杖基本上在我们的生活当中，在读圣经的时候，我们常常看到这个有关杖的这个问题。
And so, as we read the Bible, we will notice that the word rod appears several times.
但是在这里，在以赛亚书，我们看到的是亚述他成为神怒气的棍子。那这个其实都代表。权柄。
In this passage, in this particular passage, it mentions the rod of God's anger. It represents God's authority.
所以杖跟神的权柄有关系。
And so we learn that the rod of God is related to the authority of God.
那在我们现在的社会里面，其实杖，我们人有一些统治的权柄，也是都有一个杖做记号的。
Today, as ruling people in this world, they also use the rod as a symbol.
就像现在的，像在宗教上的，你看天主教的教宗，他有一根权杖。
For example, in the Catholic Church, the priests and the bishops they carry a rod with them during service.
有时候在政治上，在国会的议长或者是总统，他们都有一根权杖。
And in the society, people in politics, when they're in a certain formal occasions, they may carry a rod.
那通常在圣经里面，我们看到这个杖的时候，它就像以赛亚书这里所看的，其实是跟权柄有关系。这里是神授权。
And so the rod of God here represents God's authority and His authorizing the Assyrian to perform the task He assigned.
那这个杖其实也是神他的保护。
The rod also represents God's protection.
So, we read in the Bible, we are familiar with Psalm 大卫他的祷告。
In Psalm 23, a psalm that we're very familiar with during David's prayer.
他说：“我行过死荫的幽谷，我不害怕。”
He said that I walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil.
因为神说：“你的杖、你的竿都会安慰我。”
Your rod, your staff, they comfort me.
哦，所以这个神的杖也包括啊，神会给人家赐福，也会安慰。
Therefore, the rod also represents the comfort we receive from God.
那这个表示说是从神来的保护。
It also represents the protection from God.
所以杖有它的象征性的意义。
So the rod symbolizes these things.
它是一个权柄的象征。
It symbolizes authority.
它可能是成为神的工具。
It symbolizes the instrument. It becomes the instrument of God.
它也可以代表是神的拯救。
It represents the salvation of God.
那所以现在在以赛亚书第十章这里看到这个亚述，他已经很明显的是被神兴起来的。
From this chapter, Isaiah chapter 10, it shows that the Assyrian was incited by God.
他现在神给他的一个权柄，就是他拿着手中拿着一根神恼恨的杖，这个杖是要来惩罚他的百姓以色列国的。
And he was given the rod of God to punish the people of Israel.
但是他拿手上拿这根杖的时候，他心里就不是这样想了。
But when he was holding this rod, he had a different purpose in his heart.
我们看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
第七节说：“然而他不是这样意思，他心里也不这样打算，他心里倒想要毁灭、剪除不少的国民。”
But this is not what he intends. This is not what he has in mind. His purpose is to destroy, to put an end to many nations.
第八节说：“他说，我的臣仆岂不都是王吗？”
Verse 8. Are not my commanders all kings? He says.
第九节：“加勒罗岂不像加基米斯吗？”哈马岂不像亚尔拔吗？撒玛利亚岂不像大马舍吗
？Has not Calno fair like Carchemish? Is not Hamath like Arphad? And Samaria like Damascus?
这里，他心里面这个亚述，他心里想说：你看我的，现在他所攻下来的每一个国家都被他打败了，都臣服在他底下了。
The Syrians had fought many nations, and they all fell under. They all lost.
所以那个加勒挪、加基米斯到哈马这几个城市，都是从两河流域那一带，一直到了叙利亚，到亚兰国那个地方，一直到撒玛利亚，就是到北国以色列国。
And so all the cities that were mentioned here, Calno, Carchemish, Hamath, there were cities ranging from the two rivers to Assyria, to Aram, and to the land of Judea.
那所以现在他意思是说，你看我的臣仆都是王，都是这些国家的统治者，现在都臣服在我底下，他表示他自己很伟大。
Because all the nations fell under the rule of Assyria, Assyria became proud.
然后他第十节说，我的手已经够到了有偶像的国，这些国雕刻的偶像，过于耶路撒冷和撒玛利亚的偶像。
Verse 10 says, As my hand sees the kingdoms of the idols, kingdoms whose images excel those of Jerusalem and Samaria.
当然，他这里讲的是，意思是说，这些列国他们所拜的都不是神，是偶像。
It meant that he considered all the kingdom, the idols of different kingdoms, idols and not gods.
可是他现在把在耶路撒冷的这个真神，也把它当成像一般的偶像一样的啦。
And he also considered the God of Jerusalem. Like any other idol.
所以第十一节说，我怎样待撒玛利亚和其中的偶像，岂不照样待耶路撒冷和其中的偶像吗
？That's why in verse 11 says, shall I not deal with Jerusalem and her images as I dealt with Samaria and her idols?
那我们就看到，这个手里拿着神的这个杖的这个亚述啊，他心里面对派他的这个神，认识上就错误了。
Now we see that the Assyrian who had been given the rod of God's anger. Has a different purpose or type of thoughts in his heart.
他现在反过来觉得他自己好像真的很厉害一样。
He begins to think that he is superior.
那表示说，当他手上拿着神的给他的杖的时候，他的心就变了。
As he was holding the rod of God he was given, his heart changed.
其实一开始圣经就一直在预言亚述国是神所使用的工具。
The Bible prophesied that the kingdom of Assyria was an instrument of God.
在以赛亚书，我们后来会看到，连后来的巴比伦国都是神的工具。
If we read, continue to read Isaiah, we find that the kingdom of Babylon was also an instrument God.
在以赛亚书，我们看到一个事实，就是神是掌握历史，神是所有万王之王。
And the truth that we learn from this book is that God controls history, and He is the King of Kings.
人类的历史是掌握在神的手上的。
And the history of man is under the control of God.
所以国度的兴起跟国度的灭亡都有神的意思。
And so if a nation were to rise or to fall, it's within God's plan.
可是在以赛亚书第十章我们看到当这个被神所用的王他手上拿着神的杖的时候哇他的心就高傲起来了。
Here we learn in chapter 10 that as the Assyrian held on to the rod of God, he began to have a change of heart.
他的这个想法神都很清楚的。
But his thoughts were very clear to
God. 所以第十二节说
Verse 12.
主在锡安山和耶路撒冷成就他一切工作的时候，主说：“我必罚亚述王至大的心和他高傲眼目的荣耀。”
When the Lord has finished all his work against Mount Zion and Jerusalem, he will say, "I will punish the king of Assyria for the willful pride of his heart and the haughty look in his eyes."
第十三节是因为他说啊，这个是神重复亚述王所讲的话。
Verse 13, for he says,
我所成就的事是靠我所的能力和我的智慧。我本有聪明，我挪移列国的地界，抢夺他们所积蓄的财宝，并且我向勇士使做宝座的降为卑。
These were the words spoken by the king of Assyria. It says, By the strength of my hand I have done this, and by my wisdom, because I have understanding, I remove the boundaries of nations, I plunder their treasures. Like a mighty one, I subdue their kings.
第十四节，我的手够到列国的财宝，好像人够到鸟窝。我也得了全地，好像人拾起所弃的雀蛋，没有动翅膀的，没有张嘴的，也没有鸣叫的。
Verse 14, As one reaches into a nest, so my hand reached for the wealth of the nations. As men gather abandoned eggs, so I gather all the countries, not one flapped a wing or opened his mouth to chirp.
你可以看看这里，这个亚述王他心里面所想的话。
We can see, by reading these words, the thoughts of the king of Assyria.
他强调了多少的我有什么，我能做什么。
He mentioned the word I many, many times.
你看，看看我所成就的事。
He said, look, at what I have accomplished.
我手的能力。
Look at the strength of my hand.
我的智慧。
Look at my wisdom.
我本来就有聪明。
Look at my understanding.
我可以挪移列国的地界。
I can remove boundaries of nations.
我可以抢夺他们的财宝为我自己的。
I can plunder their treasures so that they all become mine.
我像勇士。
I am a mighty warrior.
你看，我得了全地。
I have obtained authority.
全部都是我好厉害。
I have gathered all the lands to myself. I am great.
但是他忘记了，这一切其实都是神给他的。
But he has forgotten that all of these were given to him by God.
因为他是被神所用的，他才有今天有这些这个能力。
Because he was a tool used by God, that is why he has such authority.
但是很可惜的，亚述已经忘记他到底是谁了。
Unfortunately, Assyria had already forgotten who he was.
所以第十五节，现在先知里面神。这一段话应该是神说的，结果神用一个比喻来说明。
So verse 15 on were words spoken by God, and he spoke his teaching using a parable.
第十五节说：“斧岂可像用斧砍木的智夸呢？锯岂可像用锯的智大呢？好比棍抡起那举棍的，好比杖举起那飞木的人。”
Does the axe raise itself above him who swings it, or the saw boast against him who uses it, as if a rod were to wield him who lifts it up, or a club brandish him who is not wood?
这个斧跟锯，还有棍子，拿棍的这个比喻就是神自己说的。
The axe, the saw, the rod, and the club were an analogy given by God.
很明显的，神就是那个主导者，他是一个主人，他是那个。有生命的。
It is very clear that God is the one in authority, and He is the living one.
那个人亚述，他只是神所用那个工具，那个斧头或者那个锯子而已，那一根杖而已。
And the kingdom of Assyria is only an instrument used by God, such as an axe, a saw, a rod, or a club.
但是他现在反过来的自大了说，他可以做一切。
But this instrument instead became proud of himself.
他是 斧头向那个用斧头的人自夸。
The axe boasted of himself.
我们就看到说这个叫做不自量力，不知道自己是谁。
And so we can see that he did not realize his position or his strength.
那因此第十六节主就说了。
In verse 16, the Lord said,
我要使亚述王的肥壮人变为瘦弱，在他的荣华之下必有火着起，如同焚烧一样。
Therefore, the Lord, the God Almighty, will send a wasting disease upon his sturdy warriors. Under his pomp, a fire will be kindled like a blazing flame.
那所以他的结局就是他会被火焚烧。
The ultimate outcome is that he would be burned.
他肥壮的现在变成瘦肉了。
The strong would become weak.
那这个火着起是因为神本身就是烈火。
And the fire would be kindled because God Himself is fire.
第十七节说，以色列的光必如火，他的圣者必如火焰，在一日之间啊，将亚述王的荆棘和蒺藜焚烧尽尽。
Verse 17 says, "The light of Israel will become a fire; their holy one a flame. In a single day, it will burn and consume his thorns and his briars."
表示说。你看以色列的光必如火，这个是指着神，他是光。对以色列百姓来说，神是光。
The light of Israel will become a fire. It means that God will become a fire.
但是对亚述来说，现在神就是烈火，要把他们焚烧。
And to the kingdom of Assyria, God became a flame that would burn it up.
一日之间，神就要把这个王这个权柄拿走，他的国度就要消灭。
And in a single day, it will burn and consume this nation, and this nation will be destroyed.
所以接下去的第二十节就预言了，当以后啊，百姓他们真的会看清楚，他们所得到保护的，他们依靠这个神到底是谁了。
In verse 20, then the people will realize who this God that the Israelites relied on is.
以色列所剩下的跟雅各家所逃脱的，他们不再依靠那击打他们的，啊，却要诚实依靠。
In that day, the remnant of Israel, the survivors of the house of Jacob, will no longer rely on him who struck them down, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel.
第二十一节说，所剩下的就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。
Verse 21, a remnant will return, a remnant of Jacob will return to the mighty God.
那表示说，其实神兴起亚述这根棍子。要击打百姓，目的就是要他们回转归向全能的神。
We see that the purpose of God raising up this rod, the kingdom of Assyria, to strike the Israelites is so that they would remember God.
那我们从这一章里面，我们看到神为了要完成他的一件工作，他有时候会兴起人来做执行他的使命。
So what we learn is that when God wants to accomplish His work, he would raise certain people to carry out his work.
人会被神授权，神会给他权柄去执行神要他做的工作。
God would give authority to certain people to carry out his work.
你看，让一个人被神所用的神一定给他权柄，一定给他交付一些能力。
If a person is to be used by God, God would give him authority and also give this person some abilities.
就像主耶稣他差遣门徒出去传福音的时候。
For example, when Jesus sent the disciples out to preach,
他先给他们权柄，说他们可以医病赶鬼。
He gave them the authority to heal the sick and to cast out demons.
然后交代他们说，你要去做的时候要怎样做，传福音的时候要怎样传。
He also taught them what to do and how to preach.
就是给他们方法。
He taught them the methods.
然后门徒就出去了。
And the disciples departed.
他们一直都很知道说。这个权柄是从神来的，从主耶稣给的。
They understood clearly as they worked that their authority came from Jesus.
所以当他们回来向主耶稣报告的时候，他们说：“主啊，哇，你的名字非常好用。”
So when after they had preached, they came back to Jesus and said to Jesus, "Lord, your name is very powerful."
我们奉着你的名，那鬼就赶出去了，病就好了。
Because we were able to cast out demons in your name.
那主耶稣就跟他们交代一件事情。
And Jesus taught them one thing.
是的，这个鬼赶出去的病好了，你们可以执行神的工作，这很好。
Yes, it is good that when you do the work of God, the demons are cast out.
但是最重要就是要记住你的名字要记在天上，是天上有份的人。
But what's most important is that your name is recorded in heaven.
我们来看这一节信节，看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音。请看第十章
Verse 10
第二十节 啊，第十九节。
Verse 19。
我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有能害你们。
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you.
第二十节说，然而不要因鬼附了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名基督在天上欢喜。
However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
从这里主耶稣的话语，我们知道最重要的，当一个人被神所用以后，我们要确定我们的名字是记录在天上的，我们是天国有份的人。
This is one of Jesus' most important teachings: is that as you do the work of God, we should remember that the most important is that our names are written in heaven.
所以，当我们手里拿着神的杖，就是神给我们的权柄，要去执行工作的时候。
So as we hold the rod of God and we have been given the authority of God to carry out His work,
我们千万不能够自高自大。
We should not be proud.
以为自己有什么能力可以做什么事。
We should not think that we have abilities and to do certain things.
亚述王的下场给我们一个非常大的提醒。
What happened to the king of Assyria should serve as a reminder to us.
那我们一定要去体会授权给我们的给我们手里拿的杖的这个主，我们的神，他的心意在哪里？
We should try and understand and experience the heart of the Lord, the God that has given us the authority.
神的心意是当时候是要百姓回转，被惩罚之后可以回转归向神的。
God's purpose was so that the people of so that the Israelites could return to him.
但是这个亚述他就是要把他们百姓全然毁灭的。
But the king of Assyria had a different purpose. He wanted to destroy them.
让他们没有机会回转归向神。
He wanted to annihilate them so that they had no chance to return.
所以他们这个拿杖的人他已经忘记了神当初为什么要给他杖的原因了。
So the person who held the rod of God had already forgotten the purpose that God had given him.
那从一个人他想要做什么，我们就看到说，我们今天拿杖的时候一定要非常小心，要完全顺服神的吩咐。
As we hold the rod of God, we should be very careful in what we do and to always be reminded of God's heart.
我们不可以用我们人力去更改神的旨意。
We cannot use our own will to change the will of God.
因为当我们用我们的想法想要去改变神所托付的责任的时候，我们已经忘记我们是谁了。
When we use our own thoughts to replace the purpose that God has given, we have already forgotten God.
其实我们在做的事情就是等待夺取神的荣耀。
And as we do the work, we are robbing God of His glory.
那这样子手拿着神的杖的时候，就是一种亏损。
And so, if we hold this rod and we do such things, we would fall short of God's glory.
那个就是辜负了神当初兴起这个人要让他去执行工作的时候原来的美意。
We would fall short of the beautiful will that God had for us.
神给我们的吩咐是很清楚的。
The instructions of God is very clear.
应该要怎么样做，要做什么，神都已经给我们在圣经里面很明显的指引。
And they're very clear. They're very clearly indicated in the Bible.
所以当我们被神授权在做众人的事情，或者在管理我们的儿女的时候，我们一定要小心。
So as we do the work for the congregation, or as we teach our children, we should be very careful.
我们今天在座的弟兄姐妹，我们可能认为说我没有杖啊。
Today, our brothers and sisters may think to ourselves that we do not have a rod given by God.
我又不是当教会的什么人。
I'm not in any position in the church.
但其实我们每一个人基本上手上都有一根杖。
But in truth, every one of us has a rod given by God.
如果我们是被选做教会负责人的，这个教会整个全体信徒授权给我们有一个权柄。
If we have been elected as a church board member, we have been given a rod.
我们可以做决定，决定这件事情要这样做或是那样做。
We have been given the rod to decide on this matter and that matter.
我们被授权，我们有一定的权力。
We have been authorized, and that is why we have authority.
我们要非常的小心。
And but at the same time, we should be very careful.
我们如果是中华教育的教员。
If we are an RE teacher,
我们被我们的家长，被我们整体教会授权，你手上拿了一根杖。
And we have been authorized by the church and the parents to hold this rod.
这根杖是要让我们的孩子走在主的路上。
And this rod is so that we can help the children to walk in the way of God.
当他们有过失的时候，要让他们回转。
So that when they make mistakes, they have a way of return.
这根杖我们要小心的用。
And we should use this rod very carefully.
我们如果是做父母亲的，
if we were parents,
我们被神赐给一根杖。
We have been given a rod by God.
这根杖要我们按神的旨意，用圣经的方法来教导我们的儿女。
This rod was given so that we can use the teachings of the Bible to teach our children.
让他们都能够一生走在神的路上。
So that they can walk on the way of God all of their lives.
碰到什么事情都能够回转归向神，能够在主里面寻求指示，能够得到神的保护。
So that they can return to God whenever they encounter difficult situations and be protected by God.
如果我们是各团契的负责人，
if we are the person in charge of fellowship,
我们一样手上拿了一根杖。
We also hold a rod.
因为这个团契就是我们要决定他们带往，我们要把他们带往什么样的方向去的。
Because we make decisions on how to lead this fellowship in which direction.
我们每一个人其实手上都拿着神的给我们的一个权柄。
In fact, all of us have authority given by God.
更包括神给我们圣灵，他给我们可以有讲出真理的能力。这个真理就是一个权柄。
Because we have been given the Holy Spirit to speak His words, so that we have the authority of God.
所以这些，当我们手上给被神授权的这个杖的时候，我们一定要好好的思想。
When we hold the rod of the authority from God, we should consider.
求神能够让我们贴近他的心意，了解他为什么要用我们。
Let us try to understand God's will, God's purpose, so that we know how to work for Him.
那我们可以成为神忠心的仆人。
So that we can be faithful servants.
能完成神所托付我们的工作。
To accomplish the work that God has authorized us.
那这样子，我们的主授权给我们拿杖的这个主就得荣耀。
In this way, the Lord who has given us this authority will be glorified.
那我们也会得到神的祝福。
And we will be blessed by God.
所以愿这段信息可以帮助我们更了解神的旨意。
May this encouragement be helpful and in helping us to be more fitting to do things more fitting to God's will.
小弟的勉励。
And these were my encouragements.
接下来呢，我们要把剩下的时间来开信徒会议。我们现在就要请教会的主席来召开这次的信徒会议。
Now we're going to invite the chairman.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。
我们请大家低头默祷。
Let us pray together in silence.
阿门。奉主的圣名，我们开始原灵教会2013年的信徒大会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin the year 2013 annual general congregational meeting.